Right. So the loading for the camera that I've done that is the start of learning last week. The halacha is the show becoming a mood, right? It's the halacha that show the cross three times. So the first time, second time, third time is called a tam. After going three times, it gets the stages of a mood, stages of a wild animal. And then the difference is that if it's the first three times, so you only pays chatzi nezek, you only pays half. And also, you only pay up to the amount of the value of the animal that gored. So if the animal that gored is a little weakling, it's not worth that much. And it damages a really expensive animal, you wouldn't pay that much at all. You would only pay half damages anyway, but only up to the level of his value, the mazik's value, the damage's value. Once it comes to show more, then already it's exhaling, and it doesn't make a difference how much the actual animal's worth. The one that does the going is worth the owner of the animal has to pay the exhaling. So how does the animal become a show more? So we learned that this from Sukkim, that has to have happened over 3 days. They had to have gored Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Monday, Tuesday. It doesn't make a difference. Over 3 days, they had to have gored. That's learned from Sukkim, we learned that Machav Gimel on the base. And then there was a discussion, and this is where we're holding now, when they come to Beis Din to testify, it means to show what's the purpose. Is it to label the animal to change its status from becoming a show tam to show mod? Is it the Yehudi Turo to change the label of the animal to make the animal become a status of a show mod? Or is it no? Or is it to label the owner? That means to warn the owner and say, you should know you've got a wild animal in your flock. We'll tell you once, we'll tell you twice, tell you three times, and the fourth time you don't listen, you'll have to pay. That's the shayla. Is it the tour or the other gun? Is it in order to label the animal or to warn the owner? What's enough to mean the mass? What's enough to mean if it's the tour or the other gun? That's the day, it's only three sets of eight, and you need to come and testify. So, what's the difference if it's to label the animal or to label the owner?
The animal was sold among the three insects, it was often another owner.
Yeah. So what would you say? Okay, so that's a more later on, which is not in our period. But maybe it loses its status of more once it changes ownership as well. So that could be enough. Remember, that's tied on the later on. So the Gemara says enough community is, do the Edom have to testify on three separate days? If the point was just to label the shows, we have to say, you should know on a Sunday and a Monday and a Tuesday, your animal gored. But we can come on Wednesday and tell all those things. On Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, your animal gored. When do we tell it to you? On Wednesday. So it'll be labeled as a show mode. And if it gores a fourth time, Wednesday or Thursday, Friday, doesn't make a difference when, it will have the status of a mode, you're paying an exchange. If the purpose was to warn the owner, and the pasuk says it has to be over 3 days, then we have to warn you over 3 days. I tell you on a Sunday, on a Monday, and on Tuesday, and then you'll be a mort. That's enough community. You did two, you did gav. That's enough community. God gives. You did two. We can testify all three on one day. You did gav has to be testified over 3 days. Yeah, that's the idea which we need to understand the rest of the sugya. I keep you on the page. Right, so Mayla, David, you're with us? So good. So you the Torah, all three Edim can come on the same day. The Gava has to be over 3 days. This is important information for the rest of the Gemara. So we're going to start the Gemara now from where we're holding. Toshima. You see where it is? It's about 15 lines up at the end of the page. Toshima. See where it is? The first word of the line is Oma. First word of the line is Oma. Last word is Toshima. Toshima. Ein ha-shori na'asem wood ad she'idu boi b'fnei ba'adim. The shori is not going to come on wood until he actually testifies in front of the owners. Of a Pnei Basin and in front of a basin. Obviously, that's the poshut, why it has to be a Pnei Basin, because otherwise, you can't testify, you need a base. Okay, but the Khidr's role, you have to be in front of the owners.
But it may be kind of a sin for the other, and a sin for two others, or three others that were not in traditional ways. And then later on, they all come to the room. I mean, he got a warning, he got his warning.
Yeah, so it's said that the bulk of them is slow. You need the base in order to accept aliens.
Okay.
Either boy with me basin, Michelin with me by them. Either boy with me basin, he testified in front of basin. Michelin with me by them, but not in front of the owners. Or they testified in front of basin. He told the owners, they warned the owners, but Michelin with me basin, but not in front of basin. Ain't a nice word, it doesn't become a word. Actually, either boy with me basin or with me by them. Yeah. They warned him from the base and from the Levi. So that's a piece of information. He do, and here comes what we advise him with both for this reason. He do, Schneim, very sure you know. Two Aiden testified about the first story. Remember how many goings we need? Three. So two Aiden testified about the first story. Schneim, Mishniyah, two Aiden testified about the second story. The Shnai Mishnishis and the third set of Aesus testified, two more even testified about the third Dori. Hai Ka'an Sholosh Idius. There's now three sets of Aesus. Vein Aesus Achas L'Hazom. And yet, regarding Hazomo, they count it as one. Let's explain what this line means. In order to testify, you need to have two Aesus. What happens if you have three? Or four, or five, they're all called one set of Eidos. If you want to give them the deal of Eidim Zoyimim, you want to punish them because they tried to cause somebody a loss and they found out to be lies. If you want to punish them, the law is that there's no punishment until they are all found Zoyimim. As long as only some of them are found Zoyimim, then there's no punishment at all. On any of them.
Any
No, there's no malchus for Ibn Zaynim, unless it's testified in that particular Ben Grush, there's no malchus for Ibn Zaynim.
You don't pass that. You've got three different sets of malchus, but you're talking about internally one.
I haven't spoken about three sets, I've spoken about one set of Ibn
Zaynim. Well, you're talking about
one. We have one set of Ibn Zaynim, which have six, seven people speaking, came to speak. So one set of Ibn Zaynim. If there's one group came and then comprised of six people or more, to make difference, and five of them found out to be lying. Five of them were found and said, how can you testify? You weren't even there, you're with us in another place. Five of them were found out to be lying. There's still one more. Now, that one is useless. There's one aid is useless. But nevertheless, there's no aid, no punishment until all six are found out to be zero. So the matter is brought out to be one group, then there needs to be that they all are found out to be Zemir. Now what happens if within those six, there's one brother? You have five Edim and a brother, one of the Edim. Can they testify at all? The answer is you can't testify because you've got to correct. If you find two brothers aren't allowed to testify, so even without this brother, there's another five, it's still possible. The whole group is possible. Why? Because there's another thing. In order to testify, you can't have crazy. And if there's one guy, it passes up the whole thing. Now, in this case here, we have an interesting case. We have two people came to testify about the first thing. Two people came to testify about the second. And two people came to testify about the third. So it's really three sets of eight. And they're all coming with one goal. What was their goal? What's combined the three of them? To make the animal into a mode. There's something which combines them. Each one of them testified about a particular incident. But together, they're coming to testify about to change the status of the animal. To change it from becoming a tar to becoming a mode.
They could be ignorant of the child.
Oh, that's the Gemara is going to be. That's exactly what the Gemara is going to be bringing out. So that's what they're going to achieve. They're going to achieve that they're all going to make it together. They're going to change it into a mood. So regarding each of their idus, each one's an individual id. Idim, each group is everyone. He testified about the first going. He testified about the second. He testified about the third. So regarding each of the idus, they're one. They're the individual. But nevertheless, they're also combined regarding mood. They are combined because they're going to make him into a mood. Nafkamin, let's make a cheshbon. Now, what would be if the first Eidos was found out to be live? Would the owner of the animal, Mazik, have to pay half damages for the second boy? Well, really, it turned out the one. Well, says Rabbi Akiva, yes, why?
Half damages are derived. It's a legitimate warrant.
And I've got two Eidos who testified to that. I had the first two were found out to be liars. That was a different group, nothing to do with me. What happened to the second group of found out to be lies as well? Himono Yisem, both of you in another place. But there's still a third group, and those haven't been found out to be lies, and they're legitimate Edim, and therefore the owner of the animal would still have to pay Chatzinezik for the third goy, which is really the only goy. So what happened if it turns out the third group also found out to be an Edim? So now you've got no set of Edim testifying that the owner did Chatzinezik. They're all found out to be lies. So the owner doesn't have to pay Chatzinezik because they're all found out to be lies. And now all of them would together have to pay the fact that they wanted to cause the animal to become a mood. Yeah? They together came together to change the status of the animal. So now together they would have to chip in to pay the cost of his show mood. If the animal would now go a fourth time, they'd have to pay for it.
I have a question though. If one of those sets were found to be zoned and the other two wouldn't that one set that was found to be zoned have to technically pay the whatever damage they were trying to inflict on the person?
Very good, sir. He was asking. Let's talk about the case where one of them were found out, one set was found out to be zoned, and there's still the other four. So now, says Rabbi Akiva, wouldn't this set have to pay for what they're trying to cause? They were trying to cause him to pay. What were they trying to cause him to pay? Not just Chatzin Ezek, but also they were trying to cause him to pay Nezek Shomek. That's what they were trying to cause. So there's two aspects of what they were trying to cause. They're trying to cause him to pay Chatzin Ezek, what he did now. But not just that. They were here to try and cause him to become a mood. So how much would they have to pay? So again, regarding the Chatzinezek that they would have to pay, because they were an individual group and they were all found out to be Zaymin, both of them. So they'd have to pay Chatzinezek. Regarding the Mu'ud, regarding paying Ezek Shavim, although they were found out to be more than Zaymin, but the other four weren't. And now, if you want to make somebody into Zaymin to give them the punishment, the entire group has to become Zaymin. And here, regarding the mood, only two of the six were found out to be Zayn. Here, David, good to come back on this, right? good for jet lag, right? That means this animal.
And so far, there hasn't been a claim for it. Anyway, there is no Nezek Shama.
But that's what they were trying to cause. That when they would be, they would have to pay Nezek Shama. That's what they're trying to cause.
I still don't understand what I mean.
Okay. Think about it.
If they say this person lent somebody money, right now we want to force this person a loss of $100. But in this case, there is no fourth incident.
Not yet.
It may never happen.
May not. So why are they coming to base? To say
maybe,
about it.
Maybe they're going to run us to have them pay.
Oh, very good. That's going to be the discussion of the Gemara as well. Says if not, who said the cloud they come to say anything about mood? Maybe this does come to say Chatzin Ezek. I was going to discuss that. Okay, very good. We're going to have answers to that. But in as much as we know they're coming, if that would be the fact that we know they're coming to make it have the status of a mood, then although as of now the fourth hasn't happened, the fifth hasn't happened, doesn't make a difference. This is what they're trying to cause. Now, when the fourth happens, they have to pay Ezek Shonin.
It's been never happened.
So actually, that's what they're trying to cause. And they would have to pay when that fourth happened, obviously not beforehand. When that fourth happened, and then it turned out, yeah, then they would have to pay that much. Yeah, so that's what they're trying to cause. In Akhanami, the point I tell you of the Gemara is that we're splitting up the Eidos regarding the Chatzin Ezek, they're all individual Eidos. regarding the word, they're all one group of eaters. Napkamine, there's three sets of eaters. If you've got Kori, it doesn't matter. Kori is one, the other eaters is still good. If one of them found out to be lies, the other eaters is still good. But regarding that Zoma, regarding words, they're all group called considered one group. And if one of them are found out to be Aiden Zaymarim, that group does not need to pay yet Nezek Sharim. The second group are found out to be Aiden Zaymarim, that group also doesn't need to pay Nezek Sharim. It's only when the third group and final group, and then they're all acted together, are found out to be Zaymarim, that's when they would all have to pay Nezek Sharim. One more point, and then the dog will take place. One more point. There are three sets of groups. They're all coming to say a story that happened. Before any of them are found out to be Zaymarim, how much would the owner have to pay for the fourth goy? Nezek Sharim. The first group found out to be Zaymarim, how much does the owner have to pay for the fourth goy? Fancy. Why? There's one of them left, so then you have to pay. That's the points that we need to understand in the next part of the month. Yes, we've got it.
Is this a major change? Because in terms of Noah, it's sort of one group, they might have seen each other.
Right. That's the ridiculous thing I was going to say. I was going to say it depends on you, the governed or the Torah. Depending on that, how we can understand it. If you're doing the Torah, we can understand. If you're the governed, we can't. That's going to be a big one. Okay? But possible seabot and Mianzhan, that'll be clear. So Toshma, that was we have to hear about the little hay. See a little hay? It's three sets of ages. In ages Akasazon, but regarding Adon, they're one. Nimsis, country chain in Zaymarim, I think the first group is found out to be Zaymarim. Nimsis, country chain in Zaymarim, Nimsis, country chain in Zaymarim, if the first group is found out to be Zaymarim, I can. It's in Lashon Nekevah, by the way, because cat is Nekevah, group is Nekevah. So, country chain in Zaymarim. If they found out to be Zaymarim, I can't stay the Yotzi. I left it to who potter. Who means the owner of the animal doesn't have to pay Nezek Sharim. Why not? There's only twice going. There's not three times going. The Hain, Pitoim, and they, all the six Adim, also potter for paying wood, Nezek Sharim. There's only two of them are found out to be Zaymarim. Nims is Kachnia Zemir. Is the second group of found out to be Zemir? I can't Eidos Achas. You're left with one set of Eidim, which are good still. Who? Potter. Who's the who? The owner of the animal, the owner of the ox is Potter. Why is he Potter for paying Nezek Sharim? Because it's only one time he called. Right. The head. Huh?
But he's Patrick's that he's Kayak to whom? Because the owner of the first and second animals that got gored, he's not there.
He didn't get gored.
Oh, they didn't get gored.
I turned that off because they didn't find out to be there.
But there was no goring whatsoever then. And they could have been gored, but not by
the right. You have any eating
right.
Right,
but the thing is, I'm having a conceptual issue with. Is that it's only the third cow that's trying to get full nesek, and he's bringing these other 18 men to testify. Now, they become someone, and they normally have to pay how much they're trying to get the owner to pay, but they won't really try to get the owner to pay anything on the cow that they testified about because the owner of that cow is not even there.
So let's wait for your question. It's based on Russia on the other side. You've learned it, you left it off. It's not there yet. I hear exactly what you say, but we're going to keep it in mind. Yeah? It's just too early at the moment to the ship. So if the two sets were found at the reason in the Mazik's portal, And then what's the fault? Why are they potter? Because even though four out of six are found out to be legitimate, there's only four out of six, so you can't have a punishment yet. Then, finally, Nimsis Kachlish is legitimate. It's the third group, third and final group, found out to be legitimate. Then, Kulon Chayorim, all six Edom have to now pay towards Daza. To board towards the fact they made it to the woods. Razenema, Razizem Loi, Kashe, Zoma. Outcome, the Gemara. Outcome, end of the price. This was the price of Rashi telling us that if the first group found out the same meaning, no, not yet, Zoma. Second group, not yet, Zoma. The third group, now there's a Zoma. And now the Gemara bothers about what David was asking. And to understand, he obviously put it to. Remember, we've got a topic. Is it Yudator or Yudigabe? What's an afkamin if it's Yudator or Yudigabe? What's a practical difference if you're on Yudator or Yudigabe?
Versus one day.
Oh, if you're on Yudator, they all come on the same day. If you're on Yudigabe, then they come over three separate days. So now we say, come on, if you hold the auditor, you have the auditor, if you hold the auditor, the point of the eat is just to change the status of the show, Sharpie. You can now have a case where all three sets came together and they all know about each other and they all clearly are coming to change the status of the show and world. And that's why they're Edom Zomim, because their aim was to change the status of the animal. If you're on the field of governor, so when did the first guy testify? First group testified on Sunday. And when did the second group testify? On Monday. When did the third group testify? On Tuesday. So the ones on Sunday have no idea what's going to be with the Monday guys and Tuesday's guys. So the ones that came on Sunday, they came to change the status of the animal. They came to change it into a mood.
Yeah.
Is that what they did? No, but Bravo. Why did they come? Why did they come on Sunday? That's what I came for. So even if another day they found out to be Zerim, and the next group found out to be Zerim, and the next group found out to be Zerim, why should it be that they, the first group, or the second group, have to pay Nezek Shalim? Why should they pay Nezek Shalim? That's not what they're coming for. They could easily say, we came just to make the fire Hudson. That's the Gemara's cash. If you're doing the Torah, we don't have that cash. But since it all came together on the same day, clearly there's some connection between them. And if you're doing the Gavir, so it had to be over 3 days. The first guy is going to say, we weren't not being in the being. We don't know what's going to be on the second day. We don't know what's going to be on the third day. Why should we pay that? Can't do
the same thing on the same day. We can do separate
hours. Yeah, you could. Says the Gemara, he always used the Torah to shopping. Eli Yomis on the second next page. Come down on this. Eli Yomis, you the gather. If you say it, the point is you the gather has to be over 3 days. They have to testify over 3 days. Leimu Hanoch Kamoi. Why can't the earlier one say Anan us? Me have your dinon. Did you the clown know the boss is Lishi Yomi? That after 3 days, during the course of 3 days, also honey, others are gonna come. Oh, me adine to testify. What great cash. Don't need the tool. I can hear. We have a price, which makes sense. We all need the garden. You don't have any price that makes any sense. How can it be? And we're going to be with Chai, the first group, Nezik Shorim. Hey, it came on Sunday. They don't know what's going to be on a Monday. They don't know what's going to be on Tuesday. So they came on Sunday just to be with Chai, the Chazi Nezik. Why should I have to pay Nezik Shorim? Me, the first group, should pay for Nezik Shorim. They never came to Chai. If you're near the tourists, they came together, so obviously you came together. Fine. If you're near the Gabe, you didn't even come together. I don't know what the next group's going to say. I don't know before. I don't know if there's going to be a next group. Why should I have to pay?
Can it really be that simple? Because each time, I know that the official change doesn't happen until after the third time. With each time, there's a small change in the status of the animal where it becomes closer to the status of a moid. So did he really have the excuse? Like, okay, yeah, so maybe you only want to look continental, but in the course of that, you would become part of the group that accords the changing of the status of the animal over time.
Right, you don't have eyes in the back of your head. Yossi was smiling when you said it, because this was a big argument I had last week. Yossi very much held up you that it somehow changes status, but halakhically has no status at all. You are tough and didn't change it for the
world. Just
doesn't have an halakhic status to say, okay, I've changed him into someone. I haven't. I've given you a strike, I've given you a warning, that's all I've done. That's all. There's no, I haven't caused you any financial loss whatsoever. Yeah, but you're in good karma. Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, even though there's no halakhic change in the status, there's no change in what he needs
to do. You're not.
Anything that's not. However, he is a step closer.
That's all. That's what he said. Right. But it hasn't caused you a loss, it hasn't caused you a financial loss.
But now the potential is, would they be held on the hook because they...
No, they wouldn't be held. At the only time, system loy, question, don't last long. They tried to cause them a loss of money, they have to pay. They didn't try to cause them a loss of money, that's not why they came. They came, the only loss of money, the only reason why they came to this, and the only loss of money they caused the guy was, that he has to pay that symbol. And they have no idea what's going to be tomorrow or the next thing. They don't know.
They also don't know what was the previous date either. It could have been two previous times before that.
Okay, so there you go. There was that. So you didn't try to cause them. Okay. So that's the Gemara's cash. If your deal is too low, we cannot tell you the government can't. Says the Gemara, and this is where we're the last game. Says the Gemara. Amr Rashi. Rashi said, third one down. Now, Rashi, I'm reselling Shmaitzi, Kamedia of Kane. I said this to Kane, but Amr Li, and he told me, from the Yehuda Torah, me neither. Is there any better content to use the Torah? Any better? The name of Allah Pastor, let the last group, remember the three sets of eight that came, the third set, let them say, Anan, Minoya Dinon, how did we know? The Chol, the Koi, Beidine, that all those people come to Basin, La Suda, Betor, Kaosi, that they came to testify about the ox. I think the third time Elvin came to base. They came to base in on the Wednesday, on Tuesday. They came to base and they said, they should know today the animal bought. Then the first two sets come as well. And that's why, yes, it also happened on Sunday and Monday. What do you want from us? We didn't know about the first two sets. We came to testify about the third story. So why should we pay anything? Even if you are doing the Torah. Why do we pay Nezek Shalim? Okay, that's what we came from. But we came to make things a mood. We didn't know about the first two. Now, for some reason, this was seen in Russian places, the Gemara only says about the last group. Regarding the first two groups, that we can't say. For some reason, the Gemara said, the name of Basroi, the last one. Basroi is the last. Yeah, on Kamam and Zir, on Basroi. The Basroi is the last one. So may Muhammad Basroi, let the last group say, the ones that are testifying about the third going, let them say, we don't know about the other two. That's not what we came for. Anon, us, Minoya Dinon, how do we know to hold the Koi Beidina, that all those people standing in Basin, Nasuda, Betul, because that they're coming to testify about this ox? Anon, us, we only came to be Machai and Machatinezek. The Gemara is saying, I don't understand. This price is not fair, not according to Mamma, but you the Gabba, that's false, like you just said. Even the Yudhi Torah, we don't understand. Why should they pay Nezek Sholim? Why should the third group pay Nezek Sholim? They can easily say that we do not come in order to make it into a mood.
Because for any of the three groups, right?
So as I said, the Gemara stressed only the third. In the Russian thesis, Machlek is why we didn't say about the first two. It seems to be from the Gemara that the first two can't say that. Only the third. You have to wait and find out why. But only the third can say, we don't know about the first two. And we didn't know Bechlal. The reason why we came to Basin was to be Machayim and Chatzimim. So why should they pay Nezek Shalim? So however you understand, you're the Torah, it's possible. You're the Gabba, sir. You're the Gabba, it's possible we don't understand. Doesn't fit, you're the Gabba. How can it be? You're the Gabba. The first group, know about the second group, know about the third group, they don't know about it well. On Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But even if you're on the Torah, where they all came on the same day, why can't the last group say, the last group that testified today, say, I don't know about the first two groups. I don't know about them. I hear only about the group, the story that happened. The story I saw happened was on the Tuesday. That's all I see. Again, the Gemara stresses the last group. The first two groups can't say that. We'll see why. So now the Gemara is going to give three or four terutzim to explain how this brisa can fit in. According to the Man Omar, we're going to read Rashi the moment. He comes to the Man Omar and Yude Torah. Yude Gav, the brisa can't fit in. How can he know about what's going to be in the next few days? But Yude Torah, we have some answers. God's going to give some answers. I'm going to stop here at the moment. We're going to leave ourselves in meta. Right? Even as we've got some Rashi still to do. So the Gemara at the moment is at the point of answering how we can explain the Braisa, at least according to the Mandama and Yude Torah. Well, the answer is going to be that they do know each other. How they know each other, we're going to see different Torahs, how they know each other. But they knew about it, and we've got evidence to show that all groups knew each other, and therefore the third group can't say, well, we didn't know about the first two groups. You clearly did know. There's evidence, there's circumstantial evidence showing that you are connected together. Those are going to be the Torahs, but I don't want to go into the Torahs because we're already well behind in Rashi, and we have a few places in to learn as well. Okay, is the Gemara clear? Yeshua?
Yeah.
Okay, you'll be? Yeah? Okay. Says Rashi. We have a Rashi to do. I can give all idiots. You know, the different Rashi with one. The word with all of. The Apostle says the word with all of, he has to testify in basin. The word with all of, says Rashi, so it has to be with all of. Maybe the son of a basin has to be in basin. Idiots is always in basin. So maybe you need to have, tell the owners, and it has to be in basin. How can you give all idios? Three sets of idios. Shim bottle achas men. If one group is bottle, is nullified. Lo bottle ashtayim. The other two are still going good. Umeshalim aleim chanti nezek. And you would, they would pay. And the owner, so the owner would pay because of them. He would pay chanti nezek. Him lo bottle. And if none of them are bottle, are you a mod? It's a mod. They're one group regarding Azom. Why? So Rashi is about to explain to us why they're one group regarding Azom. Sharei, Alidei Shloshton, Humud. Because through the joint act of all three of them, that the animal turned into a mod. Hilkum. Idus Akasen, they considered one Idus, Lekah, for this. Regarding what's that? What's that? Now, so actually, explains that first of all, the first part of Rashi was to explain why they called one cup. And the second half of Rashi is to explain the halachic nafrinina, the halachic ramification that they called one cup. So the first part was Shari Adami, Shlokhtam Umur, that's why they are one cup. Because together they became a Umur, Hilkach Idus Akasen Lekah. Therefore, they're called one is. She'im, now here's the halacha. She'im, nimtzis, katri, shayli, zaymemes. If one group was found out to be zaymem, who bottle mileshalim? He is bottle from pain. He, the first group, yeah, the first group is bottle from pain. Al hanagicho shlishis, on the third nagicho, he's bottle from pain. The Nezek Shole, he only pays Chatzi Nezek. Now this, Rashi says on the third Negicha, because this is something which we discussed, is already earlier, the Tosis, which is those that weren't here, we have to have Torah, Shabbat Peh, that Rashi holds in Rava, which is Rava, because Rashi Rava, we pass on Rava, Rashi holds, if an animal calls once, twice, and three times, and now becomes a mu'ud. He pays an ezek shalim not the fourth time only, but even on the third time he pays an ezek shalim. That's just a drash. Now, once he becomes a mu'ud, He becomes a lord and he pays the shalom. On that time, he became a lord. The chiddush. It's Rashi retracted at a later date. The Rashi in our sugya holds that way. The Rashi holds on the third time he would pay Nezik Shalom. So therefore, if the first group which found the Nezik found out to be Zaymin, we don't say that the first group has to pay Nezik Shalom on the third Negicha. Rather, only Chatzim. So that's what they testify about. Right? The Hein of Zaymin. They, the Zaymin of Torim, the Tashlumi. If one first group found that the Zaymin, who potter is going on the owner of the animal? The owner of the animal is potter with a shalom on the gicha shlishis. He only needs to pay on the third gicha, only chatzinezek. Had the first group not been found out to be Zaymin, so now on the third gicha, it's a mord, and the owner has to pay Nezek Shalim. And since the first group was found out to be Zaymin, the third Negir is really only the second Negir, so you pay Schar for that.
Now, what if the third group has proved to be Zaymin in the first?
Yeah.
The first two are.
Yeah.
So he clearly is trying to make the animal Zaymin. I mean, the animal Muad.
He can't do it on his own.
Huh?
He can't do it on his own. He needs out the
form. No, but the others are already testified.
Say that they're not found to be Zaymin.
Right now, the one that's because he tested.
No.
Oh, he has to be cut. The test and he has to pay. That's it on that third.
Right.
Now, witnesses come along and say, you know, that third warning, you know, this cut number three, there's no one. And he couldn't testify because you're with us.
Right.
Now, how much do they have to pay?
That's it.
Why?
Because they, on their own, couldn't make it into a mort.
I know, but that is
so they're part of a group of another four. And a lot is, if you're only in Zaymanim, you need to make them all. So you're right. Hey, but funny case. You've got a set of six Eidim who came, and the third one was the Makipapatish for the original two.
Right.
And the third one was Makapatish, but you need the build up of the original two in order to get to this Makapatish.
If they were four, and then one of that and
one group, four cards.
They come from one day, four cards, not just three. So now there needs still be five. If one of them is proven to be Solomon. You still have to be good.
Very simple. In order to make it into a mord, you need the first three. That's the first three. That's what made it into mord. And the fourth guy is just testifying about something that's already mord, not part of the story. Okay, in order to make a mord, the first three. So that's a chiddush of Rashi that we're going to see as we go through. It's very important. Rashi holds that the third time he becomes a mord and he pays in the picture. It's not on the fourth time he pays an exile. On the third time he becomes a mut and pays an exile. That helps for Dominic's question. You don't even know what's going to be a fourth time. And Contrashi, we don't need to know about a fourth time. Contrashi, the third time he became a mut, on that he paid an exile. That's what they're testifying.
We don't have that now. We have that.
Rashi track. So this is all Rashi before retraction. Hey, how much would he pay when the first group is found out to be Zaymin? So he only pays Chatzinezek on the third Negiva. They are both from paying for the third Negiva, Nezek Shalim. Even though they were causing him the Shalim Alei Nezek Shalim, they were the cause for him to pay Nezek Shalim. They are part of Shein or Eidim Mishan in Momoin. The Eidim don't be Momoin and she is Zaymo Kuron until they're all found out to be Zaymin. Once all three are found out to be Zaymin, Kuron Chayavin, the Shalma Katzinezek, they're all trying to pay Katzinezek, Shaladoas, Negiro, Shlishis. They're all found out, they're all trying to pay Chatzinezek for the third Negiva. Again, Rashi says this now the third time. Rashi stretched out the third Negiva. Being Kulon, they all have to chip in together. some tamils that are part of the tam. You know, every mud is half tam and half mud. Every tashlum, every mud they bought is the half of the tam part, and there's that additional layer, that additional ceiling of the mud. So the half, each cent pays for what they testified on. And the additional half that they pay together. The Tzantamos, Mishamin, Shnei, Edim, Achroinim. The Tzantamos, the part of the Tamos, the last two groups, Mishamin, Shnei, Edim, Achroinim, Sheidu, Aleh. So you just have to visualize it. You've got here three sets of Edim, each one testifying about a different story. So regarding the Chatzim Nezek of each separate story, that's that group of Edim which have to pay for. And then together, they've there caused a higher level of payment. The higher level of payment that is split up between the three of them. Okay, that's the price. I just want to share with you the last tasters on the page.
That last one, that last half they have to pay, that's Malia, whereas the previous one was wrong.
Right. So let's do the last tasters on the page because I want to, when we turn over, not have to turn back. I can't show it to idiots. It's considered three sets of Eden. What's the Nafkemina if it's considered three sets of Eden? This we spoke out already together. The Indian Sholish Achim. You have three brothers. So this is the example he gives. You have your three brothers. You have one brother that saw three brothers. One brother saw on a Sunday. Second brother saw on Monday. The third brother saw on a Tuesday. Right? So now, can you have, obviously the brothers can't join together to say about what happened to them on the Tuesday, because brothers can't do that. But can you have somebody else, one of the shuk, somebody not related, non-relative? So the Sunday was one brother together with a non-relative. The Monday was another brother together with also non-relative. And on Tuesday, it's a third brother together with somebody who's not relative. So if you're considering it one Eidus, you can't, you have three brothers. If you're looking at three separate idioms, each age, each group, each story has one brother with a somebody who's not. So that's not relatives. The second one is one, and the third one is one. So each one is individual, they're not considered brothers. That's what it means by Sholish idioms. The Indian Sholish Achim, we have no sugar to start in my. Right. So what does it mean? Eidus Achazan or Malkomstan? You can't have three brothers testifying about the Mu'ud. So it could be that when the Gemara says Eidus Achazan is not in that story, and it says the three sets of Eidim in the governments, you've got this Achazan, and in all the Eidus Achazan, they won't be able to be brothers. They can't be brothers Bechla, because otherwise you've got brothers testifying about Hazan. You'd have to say, that means if there would be, it's considered three sets of Eidos, then Gabi could have brothers. And it's considered one set of Eidos regarding Dine Hazon. If you have one brother on testifying on Sunday and another brother testifying on Monday and a third brother testifying on Tuesday, although each individual Eidos might be good, but regarding Hazon, they wouldn't be able to join together because in the end of the day, they're brothers testifying together. So it's our own thesis. What does it mean by Sholish Idiots? They might not hear me. I can Sholish Idiots. The Gemara said, it's considered three sets of Idiots. For what? What's the Nafkamina? What's the practical difference of these three sets of Idiots? Well, it's one or three territories. Nafkamina is, could brothers testify to be Machayim Katzin Edit? If you're going to say it's all considered one Idiots, they can't. If it's three sets of Eidos, then brothers could testify. You have one brother with a non-relative, another brother with a non-relative, another brother with a non-relative. Each one testifying about three different stories. And that's how Tosfos says the Nachman. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi has different tariffs. You saw Rashi asked you that? I can't give all idiots. Have a look. Tell me if you thought Rashi was saying the same as Tosfos. I can't give all idiots. So here's the first words on the line. You're still on the Chantal and the I can't give idiots. Look at Rashi and tell me what you think. The first word in the line is how it counts. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you see Rashi? So what's Rashi saying? What's the chiddush of our Khan Gimel Idiot? Rashi says, Shim Bodlach, and if one of them is found to be liars, it doesn't spoil the other one. Right? And then it comes to Rashi, it's much easier than the whole reading. Okay, then consider three sets of Edom means if it's one set of Edom and some of them are found to be liars, so the whole Edom isn't gone. But since we consider them three sets of Edom, so regarding the Chatzi Nezek, even if one of them found out to be liars, the other two sets are still good. Regarding Azoma, they're all considered one big set of Edom, and therefore, if one of them are found out to be liars, there's no payment, no punishment yet until all six Edom are found out to be liars. So that's the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Kundrashi means I can't be all idiots regarding the din of Bidlo Achat Meh Loi Bokot Kulo. Kundrashi is regarding the halachas of Kriyu.
Does that mean that according to Tosfos, you have that case with the brothers, and theoretically, even if they weren't some of them, they wouldn't be able to count, they wouldn't be able to make the ox of Amolek?
That's what it sounds like. Because if they're considered more, they're considered one group. You can't have a group with Edom who are brothers. That's right. That's why it comes to states, it's not so, it was a recent one. It's considered three sets of Edom regarding you can have brothers. And they're considered one group regarding more. No, they're not. They can't. It means in a different example, they wouldn't be brothers. If you have three sets of people and they're all testifying about more together, they're all considered one group regarding more. Nafkimina, what's Nafkimina? If one of them found out to be liars, he doesn't have to pay it until the entire group of found out to be Zenit. Until they're accused of the same as you.
Rob just said that if there were three brothers, they couldn't name the one.
Yeah. You said that's wrong.
Well, I mentioned by Azoma. They asked if Azoma. They don't have a case of Azoma here.
Why not?
Huh?
Why not?
That's the movie.
Isn't that the same? You're saying you can't have Azoma because you can't test me. You can't test me, you can't come on board. Therefore, the movie. You just jumped to stage it. Give us the first point. If they're brothers and they're all testifying together to make it so important, how can you do that? You can't have brothers. You must be then. In this situation, you wouldn't become a good. Obviously, no Azoma, right? You wouldn't become a good. Must be. What does it mean by being one cat regarding Azoma? So you have to say, come to Tatus, not in this story of three brothers. Generally, if you have six Edom coming to say about the story that happened on Sunday, on a Monday, on a Tuesday, they're all considered one group, and therefore there's no punishment until all three sets of Edom have been found to be, they're all considered one group regarding husband. So, all right, very good. Okay, so now we up to Omid Abyss. Oh, one second, I have some more rational on that episode. One second. Says Rashi, now we're going through the Gemara. If you say the Yehudah Gavre, the Yehudah Torah, sorry, then I understand the price. The Omrinon, the Omris, the Yehudah Torah. You see where it is? The Omris, the Yehudah Torah. And Rashi, Kavdara, Damadalef, the last Rashi on the page. The Omris, the Yehudah Torah. If you say that the Yehudah Torah, the purpose of the Edus is to change the status of the show. The auditor, the Elon Gimon Yom, and the reason why in 3 days is just to change the state of the show. I'm a gabber, but to warn the owner, you can come and testify all three stories that happened over 3 days, you can testify on 1 day. So, Mati Loikmo, we now understand this price. Kishabo, Kulom, Biyomechot, they all came on 1 day. Shevion Nizik Shlishi. This is sure. Oh, that's why I want them to wait. Why did they all come on 1 day? What made all three groups come on 1 day? Done? Fluke? Why did they come on 1 day? Who brought that? It says Rashi, remember what Rashi holds? Remember, I did it three times, now it's the fourth time. What does Rashi hold? When do you pay Nezik Shorim? Third time. So who's got a vested interest in gathering together all the Eidim in order to get Nezik Shorim? The third guy. The third guy will go and run around and say, ah, you know the story about Sunday, you know the story about Monday, and you obviously know the story about Tuesday. Come together. So the third guy brought them all together. So there's obviously some connection between them, right? They obviously know each other because the third guy brought them. Why is the third guy? Why is people that saw on Sunday? Now, what did he see on Sunday? The show brought that person, Mr. Ruven's show. So why is Levi bringing me to business? Why is Levi bringing a story that happened to Ruven? What's the first group of Eidim thinking?
What if the show were after show?
Well, yeah, good question. Very good question. Taste it to the that's not right. Very good. But let's see to what we say. So what's Mr. There's two Eidim who saw what happened on Sunday, that was to Ruven's show. Two Eidim saw on Monday what happened to Shimon's show. And on Tuesday, Levi's show got hurt. And Levi's bringing the first two Eidim. So what are they thinking to themselves? Why is Levi bringing us? Because he cares so much about Ruven? No. Because the story happened to him and he wants to have Nezik Shorim. So why is Ruven, why is the first seven Eidim coming to Beis Din? To testify, to make him into a Mord. And the second group, and the third group, Sevior, Neil, the Torah, and they're all coming together. Levi brought them. It's very well understandable why they have to be Nezik Shorim. Because that's what they're coming for. Right? Who's bringing them? Mr. Three, Mr. Levi. Why is he interested about it? Because he gets Nezik Shorim. This is the third time he'll get Nezik Shorim. So why are they coming? To make him into Ruach. That's what Rashi said. Let's see the inside. The reason why the Pasuk said it in 3 days is just to change the status of the animal. But to warn the owner, he becomes a owner of a mood, even if he gets told all 3 times in 1 day. Now we can now understand this price. We can establish this price. When they all came on 1 day, Shevia Nizik, Shlishi, the third Nizik, we called him Levi, then he bought them, Lahoin al Gimel Negibo Shal Gimel Yom. The testify of 3 Negibos happened on 3 days. From Shemachi, and therefore, Shaychi Kamoim, Betzadado, the first group, are very connected to the Mu'ad. Shereglaim Nedova. Shereglaim Nedova. Also, what I translate Shereglaim Nedova? The circumstantial evidence here, that the Shavi Mu'ad, also, that they came to make him a Mu'ad. So they're not in a meme, they can't turn around and say, Anam lechiyuvei palga nitzka sinon. That we only came to make him liable on chatzinezer. Anam lechiyuvei palga nitzka sinon mikemaisa. We came in order to make the first guy have chatzinezer. We loy lishavi mur, and not to make him a mur. The vadai mano yodi bahani. Definitely these group, the first group, knew about the third group. Sharei, how do we know that? Sharei, Baal Negicha Shlishis. The third owner, the one that got called third, Hivion, he brought them. From Ma'aloi, from the Negicha Shlishis. What's it connected to him, the third guy, with the first guy? Why is the third guy bringing the Edim of the first guy? So these Eidim that see that the third guy's bringing them, they obviously know this. The third guy brought them in order to make it into mud. They brought them all three together. So maybe in the other two, it's possible that the first group and the second group clearly know that they're coming to make it into mud, because who brought them? The third group, why is the third group interested about what happened to the first and the second guy? Because he wants to make it into a mood. So why are they coming along with the third guy to help him, to make it into a mood? So they clearly came to make it a mood. That's because you're the God, clear the Torah. Rav Ella says, Rashi, you're the God of the Mistah. And you're the God of the Inner Giver Yonkin, if you hold the 3 days to warn the guy, they'll call the Gichov and the Gich on each individual Negicha. Tzorach Lohoyin, the Yoyme. You have to testify, Rav the Chavdol Namad Biz. Tzorach Lohoyin, the Yoyme, you have to warn him on that day, on his day. And you won't find the masculine mood that becomes a mood of the guilt of the only if it was done over 3 days. Let the first group say, what will the first group say?
We didn't know it's coming.
We didn't know it's going to be tomorrow. If it came, if it's to the tour, the first group can't say, we didn't know what's going to happen. Excuse me, who bought you? The third group bought you, the third guy bought you. You obviously know there was a third one. And you obviously know that now the nibbin is to make him into wood. That's what's clearly, because why are you coming now when the third guy bought you? LMI, you're testifying to make him a wood.
And we 7 days off and he bought you.
No, he didn't. Because it didn't happen yet.
What?
Didn't happen yet.
What did happen yet?
I'm caught you, I mean.
No, I just said we're talking about a case with the bird or the person we got. His ox got hurt, is coming in and gathering all these people.
That's if you only
do the tour.
That's if you only do the tour.
So you can say it also for days.
No, I want to help.
3 separate days. Why do you want to help?
Because if you only do the gabbler,
who brought you? Third guy brought
you. You want to hear an answer? If you only do the gabbler, then in order to make your words, the owner has to be warned once, twice, 3 times. Only the owner was warned. If it wasn't warned, then irrelevant how many times was the gear, you wouldn't have to pay Nezik Shalom. So it has to be that first he was warned on Sunday about the Sunday tomorrow, before it happened on Monday. So you can't tell me the third guy brought the first group because the third guy story didn't happen yet. Because if he wasn't warned on the Sunday, then it wouldn't make a difference to what happened or not. In order to become good, the owner of the animal, the mazik, needs to be told it good, and then told on the next day good, and then told on the third day good. So, obviously, the first group that come to testify have to be testifying about the story that happened on the first day. They don't know what's going to happen on the second day. The second day hasn't happened yet. And they don't know what's going to happen on the third day. The third day hasn't happened. And you can't say the third guy brought them because it hasn't happened yet. In order to become a mood, you need to testify about the story that happened on Sunday. So he was warned on a Sunday, and then he'll be warned on a Monday, and then he warned on a Tuesday. What would be if the animal got gored on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and the owner was only warned on the Tuesday? Then he wouldn't be high held liable, not on the Tuesday, not for the Monday, only a high once, continental. Because he was only warned on the Tuesday. The clock starts whenever he was warned. Right? So maybe that's in mind. If you don't use the gabre, this bryson doesn't make sense. How can you have anyone that's gonna be chayav nezek shalom? The first group can say, we're not gonna be in, we don't know what's gonna happen. If you only use the Torah, that's much easier. Because then they all come on together one day. And who's bringing them, says Rashi, obviously the person that's got a vested interest in it, it's the person that he's now going to get Nezik Shalom, because he's the third guy. So he brings them along. And if he brings them along, so they have to use their brains. Why are you, Mr. Shlishi, bringing us about something that's not related to you? And am I interrelated to you?
You send them on their own. Come on. They send them on their own in the afternoon.
What? Well, who said it?
No one's. They didn't come and say that somebody said this. Why are we fixated to say
that? We need to try to understand it, right?
Maybe they came on separate times.
Maybe they came separate times. We don't understand the Brisa. We're trying to understand the Brisa. I'm not trying to show that the Brisa is different. The Brisa is possible to understand if you hold the other Torah. And then we can explain it very well. And that what we said, that we can't explain as a child, I can understand it. And since it came, the third guy got bought them. So now I can understand why they have to pay Nezik Shalom. If indeed they came on separate times, so then you're right, then we wouldn't be able to understand the Brisa. But at least we can understand the Brisa if we all do the Torah. But then we understand, yes, there can be a case of being as exotic, and that is when the third guy bought them, and the earlier one should be thinking, why you don't get Ella, my account's being made, the man has exotic. Maybe on the other, it's not possible to explain the Brisa. Right? Says the Gemara, we're still in Rashi. Rashi now, third in the second Rashi on the Omud, or Yudetur, Minyike, is there any better Yudetur? Is there any easier? Now remember what the Gemara said in Yudetur? Which set did we say could say that we already came from Katsinezik? The third one. Now we can understand. Why not the first two? Remember, if we're going to use the Torah, who brought them? The third one. So the first two can't turn around and say, we only came for Chatzin Ezek. Because who's bringing you? Mr. Shlishi. You're obviously coming because of that. But the third guy, he's not such a chiddush that the third guy is bringing him. The third salvation, of course, the third guy is bringing them. And they can turn around and say, well, we don't know about the others. We only know about today. So we only came for Chatzin Ezek. So why should the third group have to pay an Ezek shot? Mr. Shlishi, Mr. Levi, is bringing Kat Alef, Kat Beis, Kat Gimel. So Kat Alef and Kat Beis are clearly coming in order to make him into a mood. But Kat Gimel could be coming just simply to say his story that happened to him, to make the Mazik Chaim Chatzin Ezek. So why don't the third group turn around and say, we didn't come because of Nezek Shalim, we came to make Chatzin Ezek?
The third group brought the first and second group.
Yeah. So why do you say they brought them all together in one group?
If you're going to say that the first and second group need to use their brain and say, okay, so the third guy is coming and bringing us. So clearly we're three people, we're three sets of witnesses, we're going to call them and void. Then you have to say that the third person is collecting the other people. Okay, I have three cases, and it's like the same reasoning. But, oh, because he has the most to gain. So, of course, he wants the... He's not...
The third guy, though, of course, he's in charge. I'm talking about the Eden. The Eden or the third group of Eden. They saw the story on Tuesday. So, when they come to Basin, who brought them to Basin? Levi. When they come to Basin, why is Levi bringing us to Basin today? Not necessarily to make a mud, to get payment for his animals on board. He wants Chatzin Ezek at least. So they don't have a big question why Levi is bringing them to Basin. They could be coming simply because of Chatzin Ezek.
But can't everyone say that?
Yeah. Not the first group.
Why?
Because the first group, they're testifying about what happened to Reuben's show. So why is Levi bringing them?
How do we know Levi's bringing them?
Oh, so the only way we can explain this price is if Levi brings them.
So we have to assume that that's not a show.
Then the price wouldn't be understood.
So the price only works if this happened to three different people. Right. Like this, because if this all happened to Levi's different animals, then...
Right. Okay. Yeah, three different people, and Levi is getting involved. So the first two groups say, why is Levi getting involved? It must be relevant to him. And the third group of Aiden, why is Levi getting involved? Because he's relevant to him. That's in Ezek. And why come the last group? Now we understand why it's the last group. Why come the last group say he came for Katsi Ezek? Lemo. 1 second. Let's do Rashi again. You did so mean. The first group, all very well, the Kamoi, the first group, Vadai, Uden, Iskavino, are definitely coming in order to make him into a mur, Shayoidin, because they know Shein al Nizik Shlishi, the third Nizik, they shouldn't, Litvoya, the Gitrois, Shayinois, shouldn't be coming to claim for the first two in the Gitrois. Hello, Kedeliyano, the parents, why Levi is getting involved in to make him into a mood. Orachai, we're not going to show him to order to obligate the Mazik, Nezik Shalim. That's all the first two groups. And Anakha, sorry, the last group, Shetzirim Loi. Levi needs them. Beloi Idus, Shteakitus. Even without the first two, Adim, Lachai, Fatsinetic, to make your family, Fatsinetic. Lame, let them say, Anan, lovely, we didn't come to make him a mood. But I have a deal about Paki Toys. We didn't know about the first two groups. And if you have a Paki and Nitzko, the Bach ends in the word. But we came, Elo, rather than if you have a Paki and Nitzko to make a high pass in the end. We know, Lame, Shalem.
going to appear here, Lord Fatsinger. That's the time. Let the last group turn around and say, we are very happy. Why? Because we came to testify today, because today is relevant for living. That's why we came. We don't know about Ruben and Shimon. We don't know about Bechah. Happens to be there's another two sets of Aden, but we don't know who's in Basin. That's the Gemara's cash. So we even beyond the Torah, we have still difficulty. Beyond the Gemara, impossible to explain the price. Beyond the Torah, we still have difficulty regarding the third group, and the Gemara's going to answer it. That no, that's right, that the third group know about the first two as well. And therefore, they all have to know. That's what we're going to have to learn next time. Me and Shem, for next shiur, we have to finish off till Hamasha Iboru, which is another few lines in the Gemara. Now it's the answers in the Gemara. From here on, the answers in the Gemara. We have Ravashi, we have Ravina, and another one, if I remember correctly. Yeah, the answer of the Gemara, then Ravashi, there's three answers in the Gemara. Three answers in the Gemara to answer this question, why the Torah is better. And then we have to learn tesis. Now, when we learn tesis, these tesis we have to learn. The first tesis is fine, you can do that one. No problem whatsoever. The second tesis, also, it's possible to do, shouldn't be too, with too much difficulty. There's one thing to bear in mind when you do the second tesis. The tesis is argued by Rashi. He holds when you become a Mu'ud, only on the fourth time. When you've been as a child, only on the fourth time, not on the third time. So tesis is going to have to say a different shot in the whole sugya to Rashi. Come to Rashi, why did the third guy bring the first two sets for the third guy to get as a child? But that's not going to work with tesis. The tesis holds the third guy doesn't get as a child. So the third guy is not going to bring him. Right, so the Pshat and the Gemara is going to have to change if you learn like Tesis. From to Tesis, the third guy also only gets Chatzinezim. So the third guy won't bring them. Right? The third guy won't bring them. So why is only the last guy can say we came Chatzinezim? Why not the first two? That's going to be this Tesis label. The Tesis afterwards, the third Tesis is not hard. It's just this one section that we're going to have to either skip or explain about Pen. But that's the third thesis. So if you want, you can do that for sure. And the fourth thesis is the project in itself. We'll have to work it on that together. That's a shame. It's again, it's not a difficult thesis, but it's a project. You have to take it slowly. And it could be, I'll maybe give shit on that before we do it and help us plod along with it.
Well,
how
far are we going
tomorrow? Tell me, boy, it's about 12 lines down. Okay, that's the Avodah. Next shiur gets from Tuesday, 9:30. Have a great day, everyone.
Yeah.
Be well. Welcome back. Shalom aleichem.